Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Lovely to have your company, and it's terrific now to welcome to the show the man who has finally officially got the title, the CEO of the NRL. I'm talking about Andrew Abdo. He joined us now. Hello and congratulations.
Oh, good day, Tony. Hey, good day, everyone, listeners. Thank you very much. There hasn't been much time to enjoy and savour it, unfortunately. There's so much to do, but thank you very much.
Now, Peter Vlandis came out and said a little bit in Trump style, I quote, "I would say to you today, and I Trump hope I'm style. Right, and I know that I'm going to be right, that Andrew will be the best CEO the NRL ever had." No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. Look, you guys know better than anyone, it's a tough job, and it's hard to... It's hard to keep everyone happy all the time, and I know that there are going to be some times where you have to make some really tough decisions. There already have been, but ultimately what you've got from me is someone who deeply loves and respects the game and will always and give their best. I'm very competitive. I want our sport to be the best it can possibly be, but time will tell, and what happens from here and the actions that follow will... Well, people will draw their own conclusions in terms of how effective I've been. So I appreciate the support and from the chairman, who's been a terrific mentor to me through this process. People will make their own mind up over time, I guess.
Andrew, Ryan Goodler, mate, congratulations. Just on that relationship with Peter, I mean, how do the roles change?
Interim to full CEO.
With you and Peter. I know Peter's obviously been at the forefront of, and we've been through a very interesting time this year. I mean, there was talk at the start of it that he was going to move on. He's got other interests, or is he going to hang around? And what does that mean for your role?
Well, I think he's been a terrific chairman through a crisis, and he's been quite vocal at the start to say that, in a crisis, it's important for the board and the chairman to lean in and to guide the business. And the commission have been excellent. Wayne and Peter were instrumental with Project Apollo. He's been a terrific mentor for me through this process. He's a successful sports administrator for many years. He's done some wonderful things, and he's got a lot of experience. And so I've developed a great relationship with him, and there's a lot of trust between the two of us. And it's great to be able to lean on someone who has experience and wisdom in areas. But to answer your question, I mean, the buck stops with me in terms of operational matters, and I have to live and die by the decisions that we make at the NRL. But of course, we report to the board, and I report to the board and the chairman. And so there needs to be a good relationship. Just like a footy team and a spine, there needs to be a relationship between the owners or the chairman, the CEO, the coach, the head of football and the captain. It's no different for us from an administrative perspective.
So what I'm saying, are you Cherry Evans or Tommy Turbo? And what's happened to the Manly this year?
That's the thing with our comp, right? It comes and goes, but don't worry about Manly. We'll be back. Don't worry.
Have you picked a different side to jump on board now that Manly won't make the eight?
No, that's not how it works in rugby league. You can't be fickle like that. You got to stick through thick and thin, and there'll be a rebuilding phase, I'm sure. In Des, we trust, and Manly will be back next season, no doubt.
Hey, besides Peter, though, are there any other figures that have been mentors for you, or people that you bounce ideas off, or someone that you've has been really great for you so far in your administrative career?
Oh, it goes back before then. I'm a terrific fan of having mentors, and throughout life, when I was very young, my older brother was a mentor to me. He taught me a lot, and unfortunately, I lost him when we were quite young. And my dad and my parents, both my mom and my dad, had a very important role in my thinking and my development. And throughout my career, I've always made sure that I was able to tap into people that could ask the tough questions, like any mentor, ask the tough questions and keep you honest, keep you looking at the mirror back from where you came from, and make sure you have a map to go forward. And as I said to you, in my career in rugby league, I've learned a lot in a short space of time, and I could only have done that by talking to and listening to people that have got experience and perspectives. So I have a lot of mentors, and I'm very fortunate in that regard.
Andrew, the salary cap, mate, there's been a lot of talk that it will go down a certain percentage. Is there any clearer there on what may happen there yet?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hit by a hurricane, which is COVID, no different to any industry. Our revenues are down and are going to be down over the next couple of years, a significant amount. And so we've had to figure out how we can And I spoke during the week about stabilising the game first before we renovate and before we grow. And we're going to share that pain across all of the stakeholders. The NRL is going to do a restructure and we're going to reduce our expenditure. And, of course, the players are going to need to have an adjustment in the total player payments as well. We're in the process of working through that with the RLPA. We're in regular dialogue with them and we hope to conclude that pretty soon. But there will absolutely be a reduction in the total player payments and then ultimately the salary cap. But how much and from which parts of the pieces of the puzzle, that's still a work in progress.
And what about in the last sort of, I suppose, I reckon 10 or so years, has been a lot of, you know, players on contracts and probably been, offered a far better incentive to change clubs and break contracts. Is there going to be anything to stop that, or is that going to continue?
I mean, that's a complex question.
Asking for a friend there, Nathan.
Just trying to get ahead of the game. That's all, Henry. The last couple.
It's easier for you to say that than it is for me. But I had a smile on my face. But I mean, of course, we have to continually look at ways in which we can protect the competitiveness and the integrity of the competition. Look after the stakeholders. This is a complex area, and I know there's been a lot of frustration around it, and it's something that we'll take a look at. But certainly through this process, we're not going to take our foot off the pedal in terms of relaxing the rules.
What have you made about the loan system that the game has put in place this year? Would that be something that we would look at continuing on into 2021?
Yeah, it's another good question. I don't know the answer to that yet, but we'll certainly look at it in the off season. I mean, it's worked really well, and I think. Given the constraints we've had this season, I mean, it's been terrific to see, for example, Jennings playing for the Warriors, and it wouldn't have happened in a normal year and doing so well. So certainly something that is on the radar and something that we'll debate the merits of and work with the clubs on, and it could possibly be that stays going forward, absolutely.
You had a catch-up, a coffee with David Gallop, who, of course, was in that seat for a long time. He was talking about the things that, you know, maybe he helped out with in terms of how much this means to a lot of people, the game, and sometimes in that position you can feel the weight of that. Are you aware of that? Do you feel that sense of how important that spot is?
Absolutely, Tony. I did so before becoming interim, having been on the management team for a number of years now. And I suppose falling in love with rugby league relatively quickly and seeing how passionate everyone is for it, it's a huge responsibility that any of us working in the game carry, but none more so than this role. And certainly didn't need a coffee with Dave to realize what's at stake here. But, you know, when you care about and you're passionate about something, it gives you purpose and that drives your motivation even more so. So there's a lot of responsibility, but equally, there's a lot of energy that we can bring to this game, and I think that getting through this phase, getting through COVID, we've seen what happens and how well we can work together to get through this and to shine. And I think our fans have felt the pride of rugby league. I think the footy has been terrific this season. I think we've overcome a lot of challenges, and I think that there's some positive momentum we can build on going forwards.
Now, we've been told you will be or potentially are already in Canberra for that match tonight. It's 300 games for Josh Morris, but I think everyone's very much looking forward to seeing Sonny Bill play. We've been talking about what he can do on the field, but just in terms of the commercial value and what he brings to the game, can you try and describe how that's added to the game? And is there can we put a dollar value on what Sonny Bill Williams has done for the NRL in general?
Yeah, we absolutely can. I mean, I'd like to, if I can, Emma, I'd like to talk about both players, because Josh and his brother Brett have had a terrific season. They just seem to get better and better. They're so durable and versatile, and they've been integral to the Roosters' success. Only Josh will become the 41st player to hit 300 games. You know, over 10,000 players have played first grade. That's an amazing feat. And he's scored 145 tries. It's like every second game he scores a try. So it's going to be a real honour to be there tonight to present the match ball to him. And both he and his brother have been terrific for the four clubs that they've played for. Sonny Bill brings something unique. He's got the X factor. He's an unbelievable athlete, and again has shown how durable he's been in his career. But you can put a dollar value on it to answer your question. He's had 17,000 mentions in the media In the lead up to this game this week. Wow. That's worth about, we quantified that at being, you know, somewhere in the region of about 30 million in terms of media value and coverage. That's, you know, print, digital, you know, radio, television. But you know what else? It means that rugby union followers in this country and in New Zealand and elsewhere will probably dial in to see that and then get exposed to just how entertaining and how good and how tough our competition is. So there's a benefit, and he's an athlete that's incredibly disciplined, and I think he brings quite a lot off the field to the culture, particularly on younger players. You spoke about mentors earlier, so yeah, it's a terrific night tonight. It's a hard game to pick. Two good teams going really well, and two great athletes and role models in Josh and Sonny.
Now, when you sat down with Peter the other day for breakfast, and he ran that line about moving the grand final to Brisbane past you, did it go down better with you at breakfast than it did with the media that he rolled it out with later on in the day?
Yeah, that's what we all love about Peter, is he loves this game and he certainly speaks his mind. 18th of November, there's a pretty special game happening in Brisbane. That'll be game three of State of Origin. And we've got, Queensland is filled with people who live and breathe rugby league, and we'll be... That'll be a terrific spectacle. I haven't watched a lot of AFL this year. I haven't had a lot of time to, but or interest in watching it too much. I'm not too concerned about it. Queensland is rugby league heartland, and the 18th of November will be a special day because of it being Origin 3, but also will be the last game we play this year and what has been a challenging year. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, well, Andrew, we really appreciate you giving your time today. Good luck with it. Hope you enjoy the role and do it well.
Thanks, Tony.
No pressure.
Thanks for chatting to you all.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. There he is, Andrew Abdo. Happy to answer the questions there. That's a big figure, isn't it, on Sonny Bill Williams?
17,000 mentions and $30 million.
Phenomenal. All right, we still got plenty to get to. In fact, we are running.
Who counts that?
Yeah. Well, they
count those mentions.
Yeah, there's guys.
How do they do that? Those guys in skivvies.
Skivvies. They're skivvy guys. Right. Yeah,
but they've got to cut costs, so maybe all those guys will go next year.
I wish I was a skivvy guy.
But he's going to cut $80 million. Was that what he said through the week?
It was $50 million, I think it was.
$80 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, plenty ahead. Sterlo is ready and waiting. I think you're going to have a rest in a little while. Ryan Girdler, Brandon, will stick around for a bit as well. You have earned one. It's been that kind of show. It's this Saturday Scrum. Thanks to King G.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.